the artistry and rhythm of Stan Kenton and his orchestra in concert. Every seat is filled in this famous music hall, and 500 people are packed on the stage behind the band and below us in the orchestra pit. The occasion, a concert in progressive jazz by Stan Kenton and his artists, a musical group acclaimed by the readers of Downbeat and by music fans and musicians from coast to coast as the outstanding musical organization of 1947. A little later in the program, Stan will receive the coveted Downbeat Award for the Band of the Year. Right now, a musical sample of this Kenton music. The Stan Kenton Band with Stan at the piano, Eddie Safransky bass, Bob Cooper tenor sax, and Milt Bernhardt trombone. They play Lover. Critics have applauded this 21-piece band as a new creative force in music, and its leader one of the outstanding arrangers and conductors of today. Let us meet, then, this artist of rhythm, Stanley Newcomb Kenton.
Where, Don, did you get the middle name? Did you knock the mothballs off?
Right there in the script, that's all I know.
I want to thank you very much, Mr. Ward, and I want to thank the American Broadcasting Company for making this broadcast possible. Thank Downbeat Magazine for the fellas and myself. I think there's a lot of business at hand, so if you will take over, we'll be very pleased to step back, Don.
Oh, swell. And now a moment to which every band leader and musician looks forward, presenting the editor of Downbeat, Mr. Ned E. Williams.
Thank you. If I had known soon enough that I had all these trophies to present, I'd have grown a beard. But I'm afraid it wouldn't make me look like Santa Claus anyhow. They'd just take me for another bebop musician. Stan, would you give me a list for these presentations? Thanks. Let's observe the tradition of ladies first and call on Kenton's beautiful department, Miss June Christie.
Well, that's very easy here.
June, for the second year in a row, readers of Downbeat have selected you as their favorite girl singer with the band. Allow me to congratulate you and wish you continued success with your career as a vocalist.
Well, thank you very much, Ned, and thank all the readers of Downbeat. It's a sincere pleasure to win again this year. Thanks very much.
Won't you give us a sample of the style that has brought you so much success? Benny Carter's Lonely Woman.
Okay. I've never heard a lover's word in my ear. The life I've known
Now, Stan, let's talk to your arranger, Pete Rugolo. Pete, your scoring for this fine Kenton band was responsible for your selection in our 1947 poll as the best arranger of the year. Congratulations.
Thank you, and the readers of Downbeat, Ned.
You are.
Well, I tell you, Rugolo, just a moment, please. Come here, will you? A second. I think that on the show tonight, we should have maybe a little bit of a contribution on everybody's part for the probably one reason why you won the poll. What shall we choose of yours this evening?
Well, let's try the new composition that's in our new album, Impressionism.
Oh, that's what's the same thing as in a script here, isn't it? Yes.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Next on our list, Stan, is your fine bass player, Eddie Safransky. Step into the office, Eddie. This is the second year that you have copped first place in the Downbeat poll. You and June Christie now are eligible for the Old Timers Club of Trophy Holders. Continued luck to you.
Thank you, Ted, and Ned, rather. I hope this will be a habit. Thanks to the readers of Downbeat.
I hope so, too.
And just before we hear a fine tune featuring Brother Safransky, just a bit of an impromptu announcement. So many people were turned away tonight here at the Civic Opera House, which, of course, is packed to capacity. We're going to have another big Stan Kenton concert for all those who couldn't get in tonight and the many, many thousands more who I'm sure will want to after hearing this great Downbeat Award tonight. That'll be April 20 and 21. Mark it down. April 20th and 21st right here in the Civic Opera House. And now, Eddie Safransky and the Kenton Band, and a number especially written for him. It's called Safransky, What Else? ¶¶
Now, Stan, we come to Downbeat's favorite drummer, Shelly Mann. Shelly, we've heard you beating the skins with Stan for a long time, and you deserve this award.
Thank you, Ned. I can't tell you what a thrill this is, and I want to say thank you to the readers of Downbeat for selecting me a winner.
Okay. So naturally, we come to Shelly Mann time. Shelly steps up there at those skins, ready to really pound out a composition from Stan Kenton's Artistry and Rhythm album. A number long associated with Shelly, remember it, friends, Artistry in Percussion.
Sally.
At last, we get around to the boss himself, Stan Kenton.
Thank you. People have applauded so much tonight, I will permit you to rest. Thank you very much. What is it now, Ned? Where are we?
Right here.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm quite sincere, Stan, when I tell you that it gives me much personal pleasure to present you with this trophy and to tell you that 80,000 readers of Downbeat selected your band as their favorite of 1947. And from the looks of this crowded auditorium, it seems that you are still on top in 1948.
Thank you, Ned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, very much. Thank you. I want to thank you very much and the entire staff of Downbeat, but there's one bunch of people that I really want to thank for, the fellows, Christy and myself, and that are the kids that voted for us. I really, Ned, I don't know what we'd do without the young people in the country, because I'm most sure that if we didn't have them, I probably could get a job selling fish in San Pedro, California, you see? So it's really to the young people that we are indeed indebted, and they go between Downbeat Magazine. It's a thrill to be here to receive the presentation. Thank you very, very much. I think that if you'll thank the staff of Downbeat, I'm thanking you for the fellows here, because we shall frame this, and what will this bring in a hock shop, man?
That's doubtful.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have heard, thank you, all of you. We've heard a considerable amount of heavy music this evening. We thought it might be nice to end with a thing that we've been playing quite a lot lately, that we'll, please, fellas, let's not touch that thing. It goes to Carlos Gastel's office out on the strip in Hollywood. He hangs that up and takes a bow every morning, yeah. We present a version of a tune that we've been playing quite a lot called The Peanut Vendor.
On the nose, yes. Bye.
past half hour, you've been listening to the artistry and rhythm of Stan Kenton from the stage of the Civic Opera House in Chicago, where more than 4,000 people have jammed this famous music hall to hear a concert in progressive jazz and the Downbeat Award presentation. This is Don Ward speaking, and this program was a special feature of WENR Chicago. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.